What's up, TV fans? Review Fix Editor-in-Chief Patrick Hickey Jr. here to discuss the latest episode of The Walking Dead, Trigger Finger. This was a pretty good episode. I was pretty shocked. The biggest reason being was that there was action. There was shooting. There were zombies. And at the same time, at the core of the episode was a reliance on emotional danger. A reliance on the character's fear of what could happen to them. Glenn worrying about if he's a coward and not being able to be there for Maggie when she needs him because of a situation that occurred during this episode. Shane's inability to quote Mike Myers in Wayne's World, live in the now and see that Lori's done with him and she was essentially using him for his man parts when she thought that she was a widow. And the best part, what Lori does to Rick at the end of the episode, which, to quote our TV editor Nick Valenti in a private conversation, he said that Lori essentially mind-effed Rick. And you'd have to agree with that. I mean, the way it was all put together was very soap opera-esque, but towards the end you start to see Rick's face change. At first he kind of dismisses it, and he's like, listen, Shane's just doing what he's got to do to help everyone. And then, little by little, Lori keeps tacking it on, tacking it on, tacking it on. And you're like, oh, she just pissed off Rick. To the point where, for the first time in quite some time, I'm actually pretty excited for the next episode. There are some problems, though, still. Dale's character is still a little bit of a bitch. And he's still constantly complaining, oh, don't trust Shane, don't trust Shane. And some of the other characters, I mean, Daryl could be such a cool character, and they're not really doing much with him the past couple of episodes, and that's got to change soon. They've got to have something, like, really cool planned for him soon. T-Dog is kind of wasting away. He's not doing much of anything. Yeah, it's just to the point now where we know where the main story is, and it's definitely between Rick, Shane, and Lori. I love what they're doing with Lori the past couple of episodes. Just because she's more than just a complainer. The character in the comic books was just a huge complainer. She's just constantly bitching about everything. And I think, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but the fact that Shane hasn't died and he's around has kind of given her more of a purpose. So before, in the comic books, it was more like Rick was wondering who was the baby's daddy, so to speak. And it was an emotional process, and it was one that he did by himself. He didn't speak to anyone about it, and he finally breaks down at one point. But now, the way it's set up now is, Shane's right there. And now Shane knows that Rick knows. So, you've definitely got a situation that will be fever-pitched. And the previews for the next episode or any indication should be pretty cool because they actually fight each other. And even though I love Rick and I think he's a great character, I mean, Shane is a tough son of a bitch in the show. And it's going to be a very, very interesting development the way things happen. And also you have these other characters that have come onto the show, the one they saved, Randall, and how they're going to get rid of him, and are the people that he was with going to follow? It's going to be really interesting. Is it as good as the comic? No. But it wasn't a waste of time like the other episodes. The last couple of episodes. And the pace was good. It flowed nice. The shots of the zombies, the gore, was pretty awesome too. I mean, the fact that one of the zombies, if someone hasn't seen the episode, I apologize by the way, but it's Friday, so get over it. The zombie is actually sticking his head through the glass window and ripping off his skin. I mean, I loved it. I loved it. It screamed like B-movie horror at its finest, but it was well done. The lighting in that shot was perfect. It was just framed perfectly. And it's like, if the show could kind of keep this little balance going between, yes, zombies, plenty of shooting, plenty of pissed off, fed up people, and love in the middle of it, I mean, it'll be fantastic. So, shockingly, I'm really looking forward to next week.